4 days after a winter storm dumped wintry precipitation in Arkansas, the State Highway Transportation Department is still working to clear the roads. Many roads in North Arkansas are improving, as most reportedly have ice patches on them. Over 1,000 crew members have been working around the clock to clear the roads. But why is it taking so long? Danny Stracely is with the Highway Department, and he says that different forms of precipitation fell in different parts of the state, which has made removal a challenge.
It varies from place to place within the state. Northwest Arkansas, for example, got the lion's share of precipitation during this winter weather event. In central Arkansas, it was less. In here in the Jonesboro area, it was probably somewhere between the two. Arkansas does not face winter weather conditions on a frequency that some of our neighbors to the north do.
Stracely says northern states like North Dakota, Minnesota, and even neighboring state Missouri deal with far more winter weather events than Arkansas does and is much better prepared for winter events. Another factor that adds more complications to removing wintry precipitation in Arkansas is that the state is more prone to sea ice, while northern states are more likely to see just snow. Stracely says the ice element makes removal more challenging, and it takes longer to remove. And very cold temperatures slowed melting from the winter storm, but overnight refreezing caused stubborn ice packs to reform, which have been hard to remove. Another factor to consider is that Arkansas is 12th in the nation in the number of miles of state-maintained highways. There are over 16,000 miles of highway in Arkansas, and the majority of the northern Arkansas roads have been covered in wintry precipitation. Stracely says all of those factors have made work slow in the state. When ice storms approach, a plan of attack is made, and when storms arrive, crews start to work immediately on clearing the roads.
When we put together our snow fighting team, if you will, basically the main tool in our arsenal is our maintenance dump trucks, and so it's very versatile, and so we do a quick retrofit as needed, and basically that involves, you know, putting a drop spreader into the payload section of the truck, and then also attaching a blade to the front of the truck. And so we put together a game plan according to how the forecast continues to evolve, you know, up to and during the event.
And Stracely tells about some of the things that they're looking at adopting in Arkansas. He says the state works to learn new tips, technology, and techniques on how northern states deal with winter weather.
There are some there are some methods that our neighbors to the north use that we have begun to take a look at. For instance, a salt brine application to put down for pre-treatment, and there are other methods and equipment that are used in states where there's just much more precipitation, ice and snow and the like. And so we are constantly evaluating that. We've got a couple of new pieces of equipment that we're trying to integrate into the fleet right now that we're going to run as a test to see if that doesn't give us some better results. So we do stay on top of it. The neighbors to the north, they do it more often than we do, and they, as a result, have the equipment and everything that they need, and we basically are able to use what we've got to take care of the situation. So we had a number of factors that came into play here, and certainly the temperatures in the teens and a pretty good solid ice pack there just made it a very, very challenging situation. And you know, the further north you go, you're dealing mostly with snow. And so ice is a little bit different story, and it takes a little bit different approach.
And Stracely tells what crews will continue to do this week to work on those stubborn roads.
What crews will continue to do is patrol the state highway system, and as they come across areas that need to be addressed, they will come across those, and you will see that on the other state highways. And the rural routes and things like that. So the rest of the week will be going in that direction and taking that approach on those particular routes.
And to get updated information on road conditions, you can go to the Arkansas Highway Transportation Department's website. That's www.idrivearkansas.com.